Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It has returned. Gotham. Just when the intro starts, I'm just like, oh, my nipples are hard. It's Gotham. And we're going to be talking about last night's episode. Yes, because today is Tuesday. Monday night, it returned. Gotham, Heroes Rise, How the Riddler Got His Name. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken from the VRO.com, a.k.a. Variety Radio Online. What's up, Amy?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Internet. I'm so excited Gotham is back.
Are you?
Hold on.
Is this having anything to do with your pearls? Are you going to be in a good mood?
I'm in a great mood.
Okay, people that are listening right now, can we talk? Can we just mention?
Can we not talk about that yet?
Okay,
can we talk about the show first?
Okay, I was just trying to help you out here. Never mind that.
And then we'll
screw the pearls, screw them.
But no, because I want to say this first, and then we'll jump into that.
Okay.
I can't get on air and be like, oh my god, it made my nipples hard.
Why? You don't have nipples?
I do, but people
you didn't
be like
this
Amy.
Episode.
No, that's all I'm saying. I'm saying people would be like, damn, Amy, that's a little sexual. But Mike gets on air all the time and says, oh, I made my nipples hard.
Yeah, because it did. Because people...
You know what? It made my nipples hard, too.
Did it really?
It did.
No, you're lying.
No, I seriously liked this episode.
Enough to make your nipples hard?
Yes.
Gothamites out there, I don't know if I believe them. Do you believe her?
Believe me. But what Mike's talking about is...
Hold on. I mean, because you're still on your nipples thing. Check it out, people. Variety Radio Online. You go to their Facebook page, and they got this exclusive contest just for Variety Radio Online peeps. So just find the contest. You have a chance to win, a pearl?
Yeah, it's a oyster opening, which there's going to be a pearl inside of it from MyLuckyPearls.com.
Yeah, so MyLuckyPearls.com, what I gather, I'm going to put it to my people. Basically, it's some people, and they open up stuff like oysters, and they get pearls, and they make jewelry, and it's pretty badass.
Exactly, and Mother's Day's coming up. So if you're not like a pearl person... Your mother might be, or your sister, or just that female friend that you want to like, yeah, baby.
So check out Variety Radio Online on Facebook. Enter the contest. And I think there's you enter by just hashtagging Variety Radio Online on their Facebook page, right?
Yeah, like their Facebook page. It's My Lucky Pearls. Like their Facebook page. Go to the section where you can comment on their Facebook page and just hashtag Variety Radio Online, and you're entered.
All right. So enough of the pearls.
Okay.
Let's talk about my pearls. Gotham.
Gotham's back. I mean, I was so excited for this episode. You just do not understand.
I'm glad it's back. Yep. I have to admit, I have to put it out there. I thought, what are their names in real life? Because I already know they're Corey Michael Smith, who plays the Riddler.
Yes.
And Robin Taylor, who plays the Penguin.
Yes.
I thought, killed it.
They really did.
Killed
they it. They really did. And I was pissed. I was like, damn, Riddler. I was like, how are you going to shoot Penguin? I love him. And then I was like watching the episode. And I said, okay, he's going to be coming back as like his conscience and stuff like that. I guess I can live with that.
Because you do like the Penguin slightly more than the Riddler. You've always liked the Penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and I would have to say I'm more of a Riddler fan. Though I love the Penguin. If I had to choose, like if they were like, we're leaving, I'm leaving, who you coming with? I'd be like, Penguin, I'll call you later. But I'm going with the Riddler. So that's, I would do that.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. But I thought they killed it. Great. They were great in the episode. Some of the notes I have here, even though I am a fan of the actor, I cannot remember his name, who's playing Jim's uncle. He goes back to me back in the Warriors. I don't know. Do you remember the movie Warriors?
I do.
He was in it. He was one of the Warriors.
But I remember him from,
He's old school. He's been in everything. But it's good to see him. I like him. Not sure if I like him in the series. Meaning, I don't know if I can trust the guy. Are you trusting him? Because he's telling one thing to the circle of birds, the owl, whatever they're called. But then he's telling Jim So, what do you think?
I think Jim can trust him.
So you think he really wants Jim to go undercover and blow the society out and honor his father and his brother?
Yeah. Because, you know, the last actually Gotham we did, I was like, okay, I like these bird people.
Mm-hmm.
But this episode, I'm like, take them down.
See,
it's just because they're messing with my Bruce.
I don't know. I don't know what to think yet. I'm still on the fence. I, you know, and like all the way through the episode, I was like, don't trust him, Jim. And then when he left that photo, I was like, oh, damn. And then you see him having tea, you know, so I don't know. But
I mean, that's what he's going to do. He's going to tell Jim what to actually do. And then he's going to go back to the other people. He's going to be like, yo, this is what I told Jim to do.
You know what? I don't know. I'm like Jim. I want to believe him because they're family. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if I'm going to believe.
Well, I know family stabs you in the back faster than you can turn around.
Yeah, your family's always doing that to you.
Exactly.
That's a whole different show. See what else. Do you think Alfred knows that the emo Bruce isn't really Bruce, right?
Yes, because emo Bruce was way too happy for some shepherd pie.
Yeah. When I saw,
like, some way too happy.
When I saw Alfred's face, I was like, come on, Alfred, get it together.
And if he doesn't get it together, that's going to piss me. That's what's going to be like, look, it's going to piss me off.
Yeah, well, I fingers crossed. Do you think Alfred has even a thought, even a possibility that, yeah, Bruce goes out and goes and talks to Selina, and I should be worried about the emo Bruce switching identities?
He shouldn't. He should not have any of those thoughts. But, I mean, you're a dad.
Yes.
If somebody took Maddox and transferred him with, like, a robot Maddox, wouldn't you know?
Stop.
But you would, right?
Just stop. Okay, let's move on. What are you talking? Oh, man.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Alfred should know.
Okay, stop it. At the end of this episode, we have the Riddler born, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Now, did you think that he was screwing up? Do you think he should have just stayed, you know, in the shadows with his killing?
No. I like how Enigma did all this. I love the scene with him and Lucius in the car. Uh-huh. And him finally admitting, now I know, and then at the end of the dock in the bay, and then Penguin and throwing – I thought that was just –
Can we talk about that scene at the awesome. End?
Okay.
That – like, the director of that scene was freaking amazing. Like, the birds flying and the sun hitting it just when it needed to hit it.
I'm sure it was the same director through the whole episode, right?
Well, I'm sure it was, but damn, that was good.
It was good. That whole thing, it was just like – it was like a – It's like it's a birdie coming out of the nest and flying away.
Like, I felt like I was sitting on the boat next to him just watching this happen.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. This episode was really done really well. I thought it was done really well. I don't know who it was. We should have looked, but props.
We should have. We suck at that, but yeah, we should have looked. No, I love that. I love the Riddler suit. I love that it's like old school.
I was hoping he was going to have the little mask. I wanted him that mask.
Well, his glasses are kind of his mask.
I know, but that would have just been... It would have been cool for him to turn around and bam, and that's. But you know, it's cool. I'll take this. And then the final ending. Did you see that coming? Sexy Ivy.
No.
I thought
he was honestly dead. I through the whole episode, I was like, okay, he's going to be, you know, the ghost.
You really thought the Penguin was gone?
I did. I thought they were actually going to kill him.
Oh.
But then I realized they don't kill anybody on this show.
You know, I figured he was still alive. I didn't think we were going to get him back this soon. Like, I thought it was going to be a couple episodes. Riddler was going to get going. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, bam, Penguin. But to hit us with the end of Sexy Ivy saving Penguin, I was like, oh, one, she's hot. And then I was like, oh, Penguin's
and
alive.
And it's been a couple of weeks also.
Yeah. So.
You know what? I was sitting here and I was like, they kept talking about the mayor being gone. I was like, who the fuck is the mayor? I realized it hit me. I was like, oh, Penguin's the mayor.
Oh, my God. We got to go now. I got the mic time. I apologize for Amy's.
No, it just means they can't go that long without showing episodes ever again.
No, that's not what everybody's getting. Everybody's like, what the hell is she smoking? That is what she's.
Well,
okay,
nothing.
Enough. So I think we're done. For safety.
No, we're not done because I want to talk about why didn't we get to see Butch? Why didn't we get to see Barbara?
Because that's going to be next week. Did you see the commercial for next
week? No, you know I never see the commercials. I have Hulu.
Holy crap. Bruce, I don't know what the hell his deal is. He's somewhere, right? And then first, then there's this old man that's going to teach him. He's like Morpheus from The Matrix. And he's teaching him Kung Fu. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, this can't be Ra's al Ghul because he's so young. But maybe he met him. I have no idea. As you can tell, I'm very excited about this.
I can tell. And yeah. Now I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't. And you know what? Gothamites out there, me and Amy could be totally wrong because we don't read the comics. We don't follow the comics.
No, we don't follow the comics. We're movie people.
So he's too old to be because, at least if they're following the movies, I'm going by the movie thing. But
was it Ragul? Now Ra's this is me going to Arrow. Isn't he like old? Like,
yeah, this guy is old. And once you see him, you recognize him.
He doesn't die like until...
Yeah. So I don't.
Might be him.
I don't know, but I'm excited because it looks dope. And then they show a part where the Owl Society, I think, comes in on and jumps in on one of Barbara's. It looks like they're having a meeting, but this dude is like, I think it's a dude with a sword, and they're shooting at him, and even Tabitha looks worried, and it's just, oh yeah. And I'm not trying to get too excited because sometimes Gotham, they'll lie to you and show a bunch of shit, you know, in the commercial, and you're like, yeah, and then it doesn't happen until like 5 episodes later. So yeah. I'm taking it as a tease. So, but if next week's episode is the commercial, holy crap balls.
It's going to be good.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. All right. So this episode, what do you give it?
9.
Really? A 9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I give it a 10.
I want Butch.
Okay, we're going to go now. Amy, how can people find you, please?
They can follow me on Twitter. Like my website, it's the VRO. Or you can personally follow me. It's Amy McCracken. We're on Instagram, Variety Radio Online, or Amy McCracken on Instagram. And then we are on Facebook, Variety Radio Online.
What are you smoking?
What do you mean, what am I smoking?
Wait till you hear back the show and you listen to that part there.
Did I screw up?
I have not.
I was trying to remember all of our names.
All right, people. You can check me out on iWatchMike.com. Everything is there. Twitter, Snapchat, all that good stuff. iWatchMike.com. If you want to go,
I should have just said that.
If you want to go to iTunes, you can search Talking Gotham on iTunes. And you can find me and Crazy Woman over there. And then you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike just in case you don't have iTunes. But that's about it. I'm going to go now because I'm afraid of my life. So, Amy, I'll talk to you next week. Don't even bother me until then. And
actually, I won't be here.
Thank God.
No, seriously. Remember, we've got One Tree Hill coming up. So I will not be here. No, I will be here next Monday, but the following Monday I will not be here.
Oh, so there's – okay. So the next Monday I'll have you. The next Monday I won't have you.
Exactly. Whew. I know. Yeah. You missed the bullet with that one.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.